Today we contemplate the beautiful mystery of the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Actually, this mystery of the Holy Family begins at the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel revealed to Mary that she was chosen to be the Mother of God, and the angel revealed also that the name of the child should be Jesus, the Emmanuel among us. And Saint Joseph, by knowing this mystery, and of which he considered unworthy of it, he leave Mary in secret. But the angel in his dream revealed to him, "Joseph, don't be afraid to receive Mary, your wife, for what she conceived is from the Holy Ghost. And you shall call the child Jesus, for he will save his people from his sins." So Joseph becomes real father of Jesus Christ, foster father, not according to the blood or flesh, but according to the will of God. That's why Our Lady confirmed this truth in today's Gospel. His mother said to him, "Son, why hast thou done so to us? Behold, in sorrow, thy father and I have been seeking thee." So Saint Joseph is really the father of Jesus Christ, in order to accomplish the goal which is the redemption of mankind. So today's epistle actually is not a coincidence in today's festivity of the Holy Family, for the Holy Family sanctifies family life by being example of virtues, great virtues. So St. Paul says, "Brethren, put on as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, a heart of mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, patience." So all these virtues obviously were practiced by the Holy Family. Patience against all those people that really want to persecute the child, the Messiah. "Bear with one another and forgive one another. If anyone has a grievance against any other, even as the Lord has forgiven you, so also do you forgive." So these virtues actually are very important in family. So the enemy of any family, the devil, want to destroy this tremendous institution. You know, to destroy their unity and harmony by vices, by his temptation, actually, which is opposed to mercy, is cruelty, impiety, inclemency. It's not going to fix any sin by being cruel in your family. It's not going to fix any sin if you are, you know, inclement. So another device that the devil uses against family, against kindness, for example, is to be rude. Rudeness. It's not against, it's not going to fix the situation of any family. Against humility, obviously, the devil tends with pride. So we have to work in this ritual very much, to be humble. Every member of the family has to practice this tremendous virtue, humility. Against meekness, well, you know, anger. To be angry doesn't work any justice. On the contrary, ruin everything, destroy unity and harmony and love. How many families destroy because the vice of anger? And this is a great temptation from the devil. The devil really wants to destroy what God created, family. Family is the foundation of any good society. is the foundation of the spiritual family too. That's why it's very important to practice all this virtue: kindness, humility, mercy, meekness, patience. Obviously, you know, sometimes the devil innerve this passion against patience, making people insufferable, intolerable. It's not gonna keep unity in your family if you are impatient. That's why there are virtues that we have to practice. And the best example of this is the Holy Family. But St. Paul says, above all these things, have a charity. Charity is vinculum perfectionis, the bond of perfection. To have this readiness to do good to everyone, even if you are not obliged, just look to do good for everyone. Even if the other attack you, offends you, just do good. St. Paul says, don't render evil for evil, but do good to all men, to all time. And God will reward you. Why? Because Jesus Christ was charitable with us. He did only good for us. And the Holy Family is a great example of this. Actually, salvation of the soul is the main thing in God the Father. That's why Jesus remained in the temple in order to remind his parents that the will of God is first before everything, to put God first in your home, to keep your prayer, your devotion. The salvation of soul is very important for you, for your children. And the devil doesn't want that. That's why we'll tempt people with things against charity. But the Holy Family is not only example of virtue, but when they become our family, that really affects our entire life for good. If we accept the Holy Family as our family, remember when Jesus was on the cross, he said to his disciples and to all of us, behold your mother. Behold your mother. In the same thing, you know, if Jesus Christ is given his mother to us, a spiritual mother, is given also Saint Joseph as a spiritual father, because Saint Joseph is the spouse of Blessed Virgin Mary. If Mary is our mother, Joseph is our father. Actually, this is the only matrimony that death didn't separate, didn't destroy this sacred institution. Actually, the Catholic Church in her liturgy celebrates Saint Joseph as a spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So Saint Joseph continues being a spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which makes him our father. If Mary is our mother, who is our father? Saint Joseph. And Saint Joseph will protect us. This is the tremendous dignity of Saint Joseph with regard to the Church. He is protector of the Catholic Church, our patron and father. So that's why it's very important for us to keep in our mind the tremendous example of the Holy Family when problems appear in your family, in your home. So by contemplating Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, we will know what to do. And also, being Joseph, Mary, our parents, spiritual parents, They will look for our salvation. Our Lady says, your father and I were seeking thee in sorrow. By this grace, when a person commits a mortal sin, Joseph and Mary are in sorrow, looking for the person in order to convert, in order to bring the person to life. And that is actually the truth revealed in the sacred scripture. So the Holy Family becomes our family, spiritual family. You will never be alone having such a great family, Mary and Joseph, and the best brother ever, Jesus Christ. That's why this thing, nobody can change it. Behold your mother, which means behold your father too, because the matrimony between Mary and Joseph, and their goal is our salvation, not to lose us, but to look for us in order to bring us to the Father's house, which is the kingdom of heaven. The Holy Family is kind of like a little race of the kingdom of heaven. It was so holy, this life, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, that really signifies for all of us the kingdom of heaven on earth. And to that kingdom we are invited. To that kingdom we have to look for by working our sanctification, by using everything that God is giving to us. So the Holy Family is a great mystery that is very involved in our life, in our families, in the church, the spiritual family. We are family. Why? Because we have the same parents, Mary and Joseph. Obviously, God is our the Heavenly Father, but God wanted, like for His only begotten Son, to give a family to, so we may know the way to go to heaven by being directed by our spiritual father, Saint Joseph, and by Blessed Virgin Mary, our mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.